Cleaning Nation. It is time to have some fun, to soak up some wisdom, and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company. As you know, the only way we do any good with this whole show for the entire world is you. If you love the show and you know people that can get some value, owners of cleaning companies. Actually, we got a lot of people that aren't owners of cleaning companies that just love the stuff. Make sure you share us on Facebook. Join our Facebook group. Check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the show. All that good stuff. Today, we are chatting with return guest and friend of mine, Joe Church from J&M Cleaning Services. J&M serves the Springdale, Arkansas area with commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Joe and his team, you get a hold of them at www.cleanwa.com. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you, man. And honestly, before we chatted for a couple minutes before we started, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my friend Joe. I'm dying to catch up with how he's doing, what's been going on. And we both kind of resisted the temptation to get caught up so we could do it on air. So we're literally just going to have a conversation. Joe, what has been going on in the last, like, gosh, feels like it's been at least 6 months since we talked. Update me and Clean Nation, what's going on in your world?
Well, We've been maintaining. We have had some growth. We kind of growed in some areas that we thought we wouldn't as fast. We were trying to attack more of reoccurring cleaning, but we added the commercial carpet cleaning, and that kind of more so jumped off more than a reoccurring cleaning. But hey, we're not mad. We love it. So.
All right, beautiful. So it sounds like you've kind of been making a little bit of headway, maybe not growing like you'd like to, but still generally a forward direction.
Yeah, we had different type of growth. Instead of the reoccurring services, we actually made pretty much what we wanted to make, plus a lot more on just adding a commercial carpet cleaning to all our buildings we have now. So it kind of gave us a nice little increase, and plus the few that we've reoccurring services buildings that we added, you know. So it hadn't been a tremendous growth for us building. I said maybe I got like maybe four more buildings since I talked to you, but we had pretty much significant increase in money just by adding a commercial carpet cleaning. So
yeah, and let me, gosh, you said something really important, because I was getting a little nervous. I'm like, I'm not a big fan of, hey, we do upholstery, we do disaster restoration, we do windows, we do carpets, we do floors, we do upholstery, you know, we just on it, you know, power washing, well, all that stuff. The one exception, I shouldn't say the one exception, but one of the big reasons I would say that is a good idea is if you add that to customers that you already have. We've talked about in other episodes, I'll see if I can link to it in the show notes page, about three ways to grow a company. One is get more customers, and Joe's like, we got a couple more, you know, four more, maybe it's been 6 months, so every month or so we'll pick up a new customer. Great. The second is to get them to buy more often, right? Maybe get your three time a week to go five times, your once a week to go twice a week, all that sort of stuff. And the third is to get them to spend more money when they do buy, which is, hey, you're already paying, we're already here every night to do your janitorial. Why do you have those guys come in every 2 or 3 months to do your floors and carpets? I love that addition of, we've already got the customers, we're just going to serve them at a deeper level, far right. Better than I'm going to buy a truck mount extractor and just go, you know, start selling $300 carpet cleaning jobs around town. So I'm glad that you're doing it right by serving your current customers better, not trying to take on a whole new way to serve customers and a whole new set of customers as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what we was aiming for, just being able, I don't want the, you know, money leaving the buildings when we can just, you know, do it ourselves. So, but I didn't invest a lot of money in as far as the carpet cleaning, like for, like you said, a truck mount. We just doing encapsulation that's like buffer machines that can do it a low moisture way. So, yeah, we were just trying to just cover, just being able to do more for our customers what we was aiming for.
And then for anyone out there going, what happens when someone calls and wants me to do just a regular job? I proudly would say, hey, we only do carpet cleaning and floor care for our customers. If you'd like a bid for janitorial services, I'm happy to you know, give you the whole package. That way, now you start getting the opportunity, you know, someone comes in for carpet cleaning, you might be able to switch into janitorial. But yeah, anyway, you're on the right track, Joe. Love it, love it, love it. Cool. Oh, and I got to ask, what in God's, I'm sure there's a good answer, I just don't know what it is. Clean WA. What is, if you were in Washington, I would get it. What does the WA stand for?
Okay, it's not the rap group, of course, but it's Northwest Arkansas. That's That's what everybody calls it here.
Okay. See, so I'm glad I asked because it's not clean WA, it's clean NWA. And yeah, had I known right. it was clean NWA, I immediately would have thought the rap group. I'm like, I don't think you're ever going to clean NWA, man. That's who they are. But right. North, Northwest Arkansas makes way more sense. So if you go to clean WA, you will not find Joe and his friends. You'll find some imposter. But if you go to clean NWA, you will not find the rap group with clean lyrics. You will find our friend Joe Church.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Fantastic. Love it. All right, dude. Well, so glad to catch up and glad to hear that you're doing well. I miss you. What's going on in your world that I can help you with today?
Well, the question I have for today is, being that we're getting close monetary-wise to transitioning out, and you've been telling me, Joe, stop cleaning. But we're getting close, so I was just trying to, being that I have some sensitive accounts, kind of explaining to these places for us, like law firms that kind of trust you, and places that, you know, have a lot of, you know, little knickknacks that they don't want come up missing. How do I tell a customer, hey, look, I'm entrusting this to someone else, you know, you can still count on a great services, you know, and just trying to get out of the cleaning mix.
Okay, cool. That's, and I told Joe before we started, I'm like, man, that is such a good question. I know that, gosh, just about every client I've ever dealt with that made that transition from, you know, doing some or all the accounts themselves to cleaning no accounts, every single one of them, you know, I'm talking about the physical, how to actually do it, the tactical part. But what I hear Joe saying is, how do I kind of do it in such a way that doesn't piss off my customers? Give me the soft skills to, you know, I know how to stop cleaning and pay someone else to go clean, but how do I kind of, I don't want to say convince, but get my customers on board with that concept? Am I picking up what you're laying down?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And just so I know, because again, it's been a couple months and I know you had some employees, you weren't doing that much cleaning when we were talking before. What percentage of the cleaning are you doing now and how many employees do you have? Just so I kind of know what the what kind of scope we're talking about.
Well, with me and my wife, we have, I just let a guy go. So three other people, right now. And, I went from maybe 5 hours for a while. I'm down to two to three hours a night. I'm not working very, very much, anymore. Not like I used to. So, I mean, it's dropped drastically and I'm trying to get all the way out.
Okay, cool. So you're only working 2-3 hours a night, and
right.
And does your bride help you work as well, or is it just you?
Well, no, I have someone with me, and she takes another crew to. We cover a 5-city area, and so she's in one area, I'm in the other area, so we kind of split it up.
Okay, so both of you are cleaning 2-3 hours a night with a partner.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
And then we also have two other people that cleans on their own. So
okay, yeah. So you've got like four employees: one with you, one with right. your bride, and then a couple people on their own.
Right.
And you're just trying to right. replace you and your wife.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, gosh, there's a lot in there. And usually, I kind of start with the philosophical piece and then move tactical. This is going to be one of the very few that we talk almost exclusively philosophical, because it's really a philosophical question, right? What Joe's really saying is,
right.
how do I make this right in my mind, in my heart and mind, and in my partner's heart and mind, right? And that's not like a 7-step email sequence with a direct mail. You know, it's really
right.
it's a philosophical question. So, are you cool with me kind of talking about more feelings and stuff than do A, B, and C? Because this isn't really that kind of question.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So first and foremost, and you got to believe me on this one, don't go, wait, Michael, give me the good stuff later. This is just the crap. This is really the foundation. First and foremost, we've got to get the mindset correct 1,000% in your brain. Because if you don't have that correct, the first time you get a customer pushback, you're going to crumble and go backwards and go, okay, we'll clean it. I'm sorry. So the mindset has got to be through and through, down to the marrow in your bones, that it is best for you, it is best for your company, and it is best for the customer for employees to be cleaning, not Joe and Mrs. Church. You've got to believe that through and through and through and through and through at every level. It's not just best for you and bad for your customer, or best for the company and bad for you. It is the best thing for all three parties, both for you, for your customer, and your company. Is that a concept you're comfortable embracing?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. And I'm beating this up not for you as much, Joe, but for Cleanly Nation. If you were like, well, kind of, yeah, I believe it in my heart, but not my mind, or I kind of get it in my mind, but somewhere in my heart, I believe that that's not true. You're gonna have a very difficult time making this transition. So first and foremost, you've got to just absolutely own that what you're doing isn't just best for you, but it's best for your company and the customer. If you don't believe that, you're gonna backslide, right? So that's the first part. Second part is all the people that are going to fail out there, I can hear them now, so I'm just going to say it out loud so you guys go, ah, crap, he caught me, are thinking, well, my business is different. You don't know, my customers wouldn't talk. Maybe that'll work for everyone else, but my customers love me, and I had them over for Thanksgiving, and if I don't show up, the world's going to end, right? We've got to...
Right.
So are you okay going, all right, maybe Mike's not just, this isn't his first conversation, or his second, or his 100th, or his 200th, he's been doing this for a while. I get all the circumstance in terms of I got sensitive information. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm trying to think of someone else's sensitive information. We need you. You're the only one. You get that I've helped people through this with customers, same as you. Your business is not different. This will work for you. Are you comfortable with that concept?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Not just you, Joe Church, but Cleanly Nation. I'm calling you out. If in your mind you're going, my business is different, you might as well hit pause now because I can't help you until you believe that this is what's best for your customer, your company, and yourself, and that your business is, that your customers aren't this magical unicorn that need you to clean. If you have either of those beliefs, I can't help you. So once we've got that foundation laid, now it's time to have the conversation. But please don't have the conversation until you have that foundation laid, or you're going to get confused and crosswise and it's going to go poorly. Once you've got that belief, think about it. If what happens if you get hit by a bus? Did they just stop getting their place cleaned altogether? No. They'll have somebody else do it. Might as well have that somebody else be an employee of yours, not some stranger that neither of you know, right? So it really is best for them, because sometimes, guess what, Joe Church, you're going to get sick, and God forbid, hopefully you never get hit by a bus, but maybe you want to go on vacation, for crying out loud, right? Maybe your kids are on spring break.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. It kind of keeps you handcuffed when you can't get away, you know, so.
Well, there's no kind of. That absolutely keeps you handcuffed. So the first thing is you understand it's not good for your customer. Yes, if Joe Church never needed a vacation and was a robot and never broke down and never got hit by a bus and never got sick and never needed family time, God forbid, or, you know, whatever, if he just was a robot that never broke, maybe that would be the best solution. But since that's not the case, Joe's a human, that's not a good system for them, right? Well, what happens when Joe can't come? Because Joe does need things like vacations and not working sometimes and time with family. And maybe he does get sick and is like, I can't go to work today. There's a backup plan in place. Let's just make that backup plan superior to Joe, right? Just like that would be like literally me going, I want the CEO of Southwest Airlines flying my plane. Well, he'd probably tell me, dude, I'm not qualified to fly a plane. We'll die. But that would be kind of our people's thing. So first thing we got to understand is best for everybody. Second, we got to understand our customers are not different from other people's customers. Third, we got to have the conversation. When we go to the conversation, the last thing you want to do is try and convince them of something that they don't want to do, right? So you don't want to convince them, I know you want me, but I don't want to come and you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. That's never going to work. What you need to do is help them understand why you're the worst option for them, right? If I went to whoever the CEO, it used to be Herb Kelleher, I don't know who it is now. If I went to the CEO of Southwest and said, I demand that you fly my plane today, first of all, I tell me to pound sand. But if he took some time and explained to him, well, our pilots have an average of 10,000 hours flying and I've never flown and we'll all die if I fly, I'm not going to go, sorry, Herb, sorry, CEO, not falling for it. Fly that plane. I'm going to go, oh, well, now that I understand that it's the best thing for these qualified, talented people to do that, that's what I want. So we're going to explain the benefits in ways that help them, not us. So we don't want to get to, well, I'm getting tired and I don't want to do it and you don't pay me enough and all these sort of things your customer doesn't care about, right? Because it's just not relevant to them. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah, very fair.
Okay.
I'm with you 100%. It makes a bunch of sense.
Yeah, so let's talk about things that they do care about. And you start saying things like, you know, I don't know how old you are, Joe. I'm 43. But I'd say, you know, hey, Bob, I'm old. I'm not doing as good of a job. You want to know why? Because I work all day trying to make sure that we've got quality control and that we're hiring good people and that they've got background checks and that they're trained and that our liability insurance is the best liability insurance to protect you guys, as is our workers' compensation insurance. I'm doing all of those things. Make sure that you get billed properly, not too early, not too late. You pay the right amount. Nothing goes wrong. Everything is spinning well. That's what I do all day long. Not that you care about any of that, other than I'm here to make sure that your life is easy as it relates to us. But when I come in after an 8 or 10 hour day to clean your building as a 43-year-old man, I'm not the best guy. I'm not worried. You know, I'm worried about 18 other things, and that's not where I want to be. I want to be home with my family. And you don't want some guy that just worked 8 or 10 hours, that's 43 years old, that's not a professional cleaner, that's a professional business owner that steps in to clean. And if no one else can do it, I'll be here because, by golly, we're going to make sure we never miss a cleaning. But let's get a professional trained person that cleans day in, day out, that has no other worries, that comes to work. All he wants to do is make sure that your office has the result that it wants. And let's not have it be the same person, because if that guy quits, dies, gets sick or whatever, and then there's which is going to happen every month, quarter, year, at some point, people just move on, or their car breaks down or whatever the case may be. They can't come. I don't want that to be a big disruption in your life, just like if I can't come. So what we've done, and the reason you've hired a cleaning company as opposed to a cleaning person, Bob, well, with Bob, when he gets sick or his wife's sick or his car breaks down or whatever happens, that's a stressful point in your life. But you've hired a cleaning company that has insurance, that has multiple employees and multiple cars or access to multiple cars. So if plan A goes wrong, we go to plan B and plan C and plan D, and they're all trained to handle your sensitive documents. And here's the checklist that we use, and here's the training that they've got to go through, and here's the mindset that they're at. When they show up, all they care about is making you happy, making sure this work environment is the best work environment that it can possibly be before you guys show up tomorrow. When I show up, I'm worried about payroll and my, you know, and all sorts of, all manner of other things. I'm not doing a good job. So do you see how that whole conversation was really about them, not about me and my needs?
Exactly. I caught it.
Okay. And then the last piece I'll give you on this, which hopefully make it a little easier, is you would be shocked at how many people are like, yeah, I don't care. And I'm telling you this by experience, not by I'm making it up. Because I've transitioned many a company through from, you know, I do it all myself to I do some of it myself to I don't do any of myself. And overwhelmingly, it's, you know, I thought there's gonna be 10 people that were pissed off. 8 of them literally like, I don't care. Why are you bothering me with this? Like, I just
right.
And then 2 were like, I don't know, I'd rather have you. And I had a 2 minute, I thought I was gonna have to go in the whole spiel that I gave to you, and they're just like, well, we can't do it anymore. And they're like, oh, okay, fine. So to take some of the pressure off, I'm kind of telling you worst case scenario of all. Yeah, I want to give you lots of bullets in your gun to really make you feel confident. But 9 times out of 10, they're gonna go, yeah, fine, I don't care.
Right.
And for the 1 in 10 that doesn't, you got to be ready to go, well, this is what's best for you. And as the owner of this company, I'm never going to do something that's not in your best interest. So this is happening, and we want you to be happy, and we can even have a little transition plan. Maybe I can call you once a week or twice a month, or, you know, call and check in, or I promise you I'll check this account 3 times a month myself, or what can we do to make you feel comfortable? That's reasonable, right? They can't, you know, they can't have you having a part-time job just checking on their one little job. But if there's something I can do to help this transition be more comfortable for you, I'm happy to do that. But the transition's happening. And if you think about it, if you're in their shoes, now they're like, well, I've got someone that's trained by Joe, that's insured, that's whatever, that I kind of know and trust Joe. I've got this other guy. If Joe's off the table, my options are, I don't clean my office anymore. I don't think they're going to take that. I take this guy that Joe trained, Joe vouches for. There's a system, a process. We're already with him. They've already got my keys. We've already got a signed contract. They've been doing it for, you know, a year, whatever the case may be. Or I can go out into the market and find another stranger that's not Joe. When you really look at the options that they have, they don't really have any options, right? They can get mad at you, but it's not reasonable for someone to be like, you are my indentured servant. You must clean my building till you die. Like, that's insane. No, they have no right to do that. They might go, well, I don't like it. And you might go, I'm so sorry. Where do we go? That's just how it's going to be. So that's why I spent so much time on the foundation. If you've kind of got in the back of your mind, oh, if they freak out or threaten to quit, I'm going to fold, or I'm going to say I'm sorry, now you're screwed, because you'll never be able to transition them out. So long story short, if you think about it, A, it's best for you. B, it's best for the company. Most importantly, it's best for your customer. C, they don't really have any other options, or they don't have any other good options. So if you need one more bullet in your gun or one more bullet in your holster, it would be make a transition plan with them where I'll check on it, or I'm going to be, you know, I've already been here with one guy. So the one guy I've been with is still going to be here. We're going to put another guy in. And 2 or 3 months from now, you can have any guy. But for the next couple weeks or months, we're going to treat you with kid gloves and make sure that you're comfortable. And if they still don't like that, forget it. They can go find someone else if they don't like it, but you're not an indentured servant, nor is your wife, where you're just stuck cleaning these 2 accounts till you die. That's not why you got in this business.
Right. I'm with you.
Cool. Questions, comments, or rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
No, I think you gave me every piece I needed to explain
how the transition will work. So I thank you very much, sir.
Maybe even a couple pieces you didn't need or want, but that's how I get chatty. All right, let's have Joe share something. I know this guy's forgotten more about the cleaning business than a lot of folks out there know. So I'm going to give you the chance to share some value with us. Three really quick questions. You're going to give three quick answers. Question number one, the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Just make sure, recently, you know, it changes every few months, but make sure your employees look good, you know. Make sure you got your uniforms. I remember we was doing it without it. I also remember, like, I had the fourth and third floor of a huge building, and another janitorial service had the second and first, and you could tell a difference in looks because we was a uniform, and the other company looked like something out of Michael Jackson's Thriller. You know, it was some strange characters. So, you know, just always be cautious of your looks.
Man, that makes you look good, too, if you've got the opportunity. Literally, like, these two floors we have and those two floors they have and those two floors, the people and the floors look shabby and our two floor, everything looks professional. That's a nice position. All right. Question number two.
Right.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business we can all learn from and maybe save ourselves the headache?
Depending too much on the background check. Okay. I learned that you probably, the best thing I've learned recently is to do the background check, but call the referrals. Call the referrals they give you.
Smart.
So you can learn a lot about a person from somebody they previously worked for.
Yeah, it's like going to Amazon. My wife always says, you don't look at the good reviews, you look at the bad reviews. So yeah, I couldn't agree more. The background check just says they haven't stabbed anyone recently. And that goes for everything, folks. Cleaning Nation, or if you've got other businesses out there, man, that is something that so few small businesses do, is actually call past employers. And there's a world of information about your employees out there you're just dying to get, good and bad. All right, last question, Joe. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation, something simple and easy they can put into practice right away, immediately implementable, that'll improve their lives and or their businesses?
Continue to educate yourself. Just continue to learn, just get the basis, a good understanding, not understanding, but an understanding of SEO, your landing pages, your marketing. Get a understanding of all these things, because even if you hire a company, they still don't know how to talk to your customers. So with you being able to do it, well, if you got to hire companies to help you with marketing and stuff, I mean, you won't be wasting your time if you know what to say and know how to talk to the people you need to get to.
I couldn't agree more. If you're going to be successful, that's really not even optional. That's table stakes. You got to do it. And that said, without being too pitchy, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, that's the exact kind of value that we give there, both free and paid, about how to do all that stuff. Tons of tools. growmycleaningcompany.com. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Clean Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Joe's show notes page, and like I said, everything you need, SEO, all that good stuff to grow your cleaning company, so growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.